No reira, ko pānoe mihi atu nei mai te reo irirangi te hiku o te ika. I have on the line is John Kendadine. The kaupapa we are referring to and speaking about is a lime plastering of workshops. So, no reira, good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, in this lovely world, lovely place, wonderful day of ours, absolutely not bad.
Despite the wind and rain outside.
We are in the winterless north. That's only a figment of somebody's imagination.
Okay,
it's not real.
Okay.
It's not real.
I must be dreaming.
Anyway, John, you know, let's the old saying goes, you know, let's get going. Let's get on with it. John, you have got here in front of me is that a lime plastering workshops. Okay, before we go into the workshop parts, John, tell us a little bit about yourself and this seems to be this brilliant idea or this work, the skill that you are willing to share.
Well, I'm a strong believer in shelter being a basic human right. And even if you go into the United Nations Human Rights, I think it's Article 25, includes shelter. Now, we've got to a stage in New Zealand, I think, where government restrictions, government, central government and local government, have made it almost impossible for people to create their own shelter. They've got to go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's possible to build a house for hundreds of dollars, not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And anything in between, too. It depends on what sort of luxury, what sort of perfection different people are looking for. But, I've got a house that I've built myself, and it's somewhere in that intermediate stage. And, it's a beautiful house. It's been written up in a couple of magazines. People love it. And it's about getting in and doing it yourself. And there's this guy who's running this workshop. He learned his trade in Switzerland and has been working down in Auckland. And we've had him up here before doing another workshop. And, mainly the people who are interested, I guess, are people who are building earth houses or cob houses or hemp concrete houses, something alternative. It's not your wooden little boxes, which I think so many people are forced to live in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John. You know, I see that I've actually got a color photo of you here actually plastering inside a house. It looks like it's got a tongue and groove ceiling, but it looks like it's got hardboard walls, John. The key question is, how do you prep the surface to before you actually start this art? It's called a lime plastering. What is lime plastering, John? What does the lime plaster actually contains? What's it made from?
Okay, well, a little correction. That's not a photo of me. That's a photograph of Stephen Moller.
Oh, I thought it was you, John. Looked like I already knew you.
No. Stephen learned his trade over in Switzerland, and he's living in Auckland now. And he's the expert on that. I'm not. I just know where his expertise can be used. The prepping is, well, you can lime plaster over anything, really, as long as you have something for the lime to stick to. Now, lime is, calcium carbonate, I think. It's the same as the industrial lime we put on the paddocks for farming. It's lots finer, and it's hydrated, which means, actually, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure what that means. But it's hydrated lime, and you can get it at placemakers in town here. It's only, 10 or 15 bucks a bag. And you mix it with water and you just plaster it on the same as you would a cement plaster.
Oh, okay.
But, well, cement is actually made from lime. It's lime that has been heated up to a very high degree and it turns into the cement. So this is a simpler form. This is the form that the Romans, the Greeks, the Turkish, the Persians, or the Egyptians, they all used these lime plasters, you know, over thousands of years.
Mm.
And a lot of those are still there now. You go look at the Greek islands, all those white houses in the Greek islands. They just get a lime wash every year.
Okay.
And that lime wash, which is just water and the hydrated lime, it reacts with the air and eventually turns into limestone. So a lime plaster is actually turning into limestone eventually.
Yes. Ah. Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense. Just that when you were thinking about, when you were sharing these views about this lime plastering of that, you know, what the compound is, I fully understand that compound. The thing is, this compound is, I believe it's used in eco-toilets as a way of breaking down matter. If that's what lime does, wouldn't you be really careful at the surface you would have under it before you apply it? So what I mean by that is, when you're driving over roads being done that's had lime, they always advise, go home, wash your car or water blast your car, otherwise that lime will eat away the paint and rust the steel. So am I really on the right track here about this lime?
Yes, I'm pretty sure you are. As I say, I'm not the expert. Stephen Moller's the expert on this, not me. But, yes, you have to be careful. You've probably heard of quicklime too, which was the way of dissolving, well, the mafia sort of used it to get rid of unwanted bodies.
Absolutely. Well, I was actually going to go there, but I thought I'd better find something more practical.
yeah, we don't have any practical use for it these days, I hope.
Yeah.
But in Italy, the old master plasterers used to have these big pits of hydrated lime. And this was their legacy to their children, their sons, who were going on to carry on the trade of plastering. They would leave this to them. And the longer the lime matures, the better the quality it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a complex organic product. And yes, you want to be careful when you're using it. Wear gloves and you don't want to splash it in your eyes or on your body at all. That's not a good idea.
Mm.
But it does form a beautiful finished surface. And there was another step they took it to in Morocco. They made a thing called Cadillac.
Cadillac?
Cadillac.
Okay.
It sort of rhymes with Cadillac, I guess.
Yeah, like Cadillac Records type of thing.
Yeah, but the Cadillac, T-A-D-E-L-A-K, I think it is. This was a waterproof system. And what they would do the lime plastering, especially in areas where there were going to be, say, a sink or a toilet or a bath or something like this. And then they would polish it with a very, very hard stone and olive oil soap. And it's quite remarkable.
Mm, absolutely.
And this comes up to a shiny, hard finish that is totally waterproof. I know some people in the far north up here who've actually had their shower stall done like this.
Wow, this is absolutely, this is so cool.
Oh, and it is. It's a cool subject. Okay, economically, if you know, you go out and buy a bath, and if time is You don't have a lot of excess time and you've got a lot of excess money, okay, you go out and buy your stuff. But if you've got the time and the energy and not a lot of money, it's amazing what wonderful, beautiful things you can create using things like lime. And it's the same for all earth building, I believe. Like my house, for instance, is made up of pretty much of everybody's leftovers, stuff other people were chucking away.
Oh, you know, John, you know, at the part there that really caught me in the beginning of our conversation, where having a dwelling or having a roof over your head is a human right, a human's right to actually having one or having one to that degree. Just what it's built from, you know, it's insane. That is the amount of people that are living out of their cars in the streets. Ones down south, you know, ended up dying from hypothermia outside churches and things like that. This didn't really happen and occur in New Zealand until National actually had government for 3 terms, and that was the outcome. I hope that Labour stays in a lot longer than just as 1 term, because they are doing so well, and those people out there really, really need a hand up, not a handout, a hand up, and what you are sharing here would be a wonderful way to start, John.
Well, there's so many paths there already, but we come across building laws and regulations, most of which are put in place by the big building companies. They're not put in place for your benefit or my benefit. They're put in place for the benefit of the big building corporations. Now, they'll tell you that, oh, it's for my safety or your safety. But, hey, if I'm going to go out and build my own house, I'm not going to build something that's going to fall down and kill my wife and kids or anything. I'm going to build something that's safer, and I would suggest that my house is probably a hell of a lot safer than, and it will last a lot longer than the standard house that's being built today.
Oh, John, you know, this conversation is absolutely awesome, and being the end of the week, I'm actually in a build myself back on a family homestead and extending, you know, and my external side are similar to what you're talking about. They used to call them hardy plank.
It's
fiberlite sheets, which are they're 1,200 wide by 2.5 long, you know, and what I've been cutting them into 400 wide strips and apply them like you can see to create the effect of weatherboard, for instance, instead of just flat boards and things like that. So I fully understand what you're saying and what you're talking about. Just what I couldn't fathom was lime plastering. But however, through your, you know, listening to how you've explained this, this is actually quite awesome. And it's actually a pleasure to actually speak with you and have you share this, John. So John, can you share when are some of the courses actually taking place or some of the expos taking place up in Kaitaia here for this art?
Well, we have done one before, and we decided it was about time for another one. And it's on the 18th and 19th of July, and there's a charge for it, $75. We've got to cover the guy's expenses. And but there will be food, lunch provided both days on the Saturday and Sunday. And we've only got a maximum space though for 10 people. The reason there is that he needs to be able to give personal attention to each person on the course.
One on one. Yep.
Yeah, so 10 people's the maximum. So if anybody's interested, they really need to be getting in quick. I think we've got about 6 people indicated already that they're interested. So, yeah, and this will be out at there's a earth house out at Lake Nattu that yes. we're going to be plastering on. And it's a mud brick house that has had a little bit of problem with some of the bricks failing. Sorry, that's not exactly right. They're starting to flake a little bit.
Mm.
So the surface is not that well stabilized. So we're covering it with the lime plaster. We've already done one wall. That was last year. And it was such a success that we're going to do the whole house now.
Oh, cool, John. Now, finally, how do you actually register for this opportunity?
The way to register is to contact the Eco Centre on Bank Street in Kaitaia. It's the old Far North Environment Centre. And their number is 408-1086. Or you can just go in to the Eco Centre on Bank Street and do it all there.
Oh, cool, John. That is so awesome for you actually taking the time to share this wonderful opportunity. I can already see two, I think I can slot in there, of my grandsons that would jump at the opportunity of something like this because their uncles have been doing solid plastering and also jib plastering in Australia. And I would say with something like this, they would like to actually then maybe become a part of what their uncles and that are doing across the ditch. So, John, thanks for sharing this opportunity. And for Pa, for here, myself and Te Hiku o Teika, it's always been a pleasure. You have a lovely day. And after that course going on the 18th and 19th of July, John, we're going to call you back in and we're going to get more feedback on how this whole thing went. How do you feel about that, John?
That's wonderful. And yeah, thank you for the opportunity to, I guess my feeling is I want to be able to make it obvious to people that they can build their own shelter. You don't need a lot of fancy skills or anything. And especially if you get the whole family together, there'll be all sorts of skills there that everybody didn't know they had.
Oh, cool, John. Thanks for, once, your time, and secondly, for your beautiful art that you've brought to our airways. So you have a lovely day. Thank you very much. Kia pai tōra.
Thank you.
Kia koutou whakarongo mai rā ki tērā. Kia John me tērā kaupapa ko pānua mihi atu nei rā Māori ora.